This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nats fans, it's time for you to be heard. Phones are yours, 800-636-1067. Get back into the Redskins, latest from camp at 1:30, but an opportunity to talk trade deadline with you right now. Couple of questions for you. The first, how do you feel about the changes they made? Trading for Doolittle and Madsen a couple weeks ago from Oakland, getting Kinsler at the deadline yesterday, getting Howie Kendrick on Friday from Philadelphia. And how much will those moves impact the postseason and their chances to go win a World Series? 800-636-1067. Don's in Stafford. He has done what we've asked and gives us a shout. What's up, Don?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What about
doing well?
Hey, I only think they got a 33% chance. I'll tell you why. Our middle bullpen is what hurts us. We're not very strong there at all. And if we don't get it going, we have the hitters. But if you don't have that bullpen, that's what's going to carry you in the playoffs.
But how much do you need the middle of your bullpen in the postseason, Don? Because your starters are – we're not talking about fifth starters here. Scherzer's going to go six innings or Strasburg's going to go six innings. Let's say they get knocked out in the fifth. You then have Kinsler – Madsen, Doolittle, Romero, maybe a Kelly or a Glover to go to on just about every game because you rarely play three straight days in the playoffs. So those guys should theoretically always be available. How many do you need?
Well, it depends on our starters. If Strasburg is the big one. That's the big one. If he's healthy, we're in good shape. But I'm worried. It worries me only. It depends who that first round, who we get. If we
your phone's cut out on you. Yeah, it looks like it'd be the Cubs in the first round to answer the question there. But he hit on something that I think is important. He said it all kind of centers around Strasburg's health. He's right. If Strasburg is available and ready, and I don't just mean, hey, Steven Strasburg's coming back to pitch in the playoffs. I mean, a week from now he comes back. He doesn't have any arm problems. He finishes the year like he's pitched most of the season. And we go into the playoffs with him leaving that start with as a distant memory. Then, yes, the Nats can get to and win the World Series. If Steven Strasburg's not in the rotation and it's Max game one, Gio game two, Roark game three, that group is not beating the Cubs, maybe, and it's certainly not beating the Dodgers.
Two keys to me. Strasburg is the first. The second is Trey Turner. Which Trey Turner shows up? How healthy is he? How back to full strength is he by this point? He's getting close. He's very, very light throwing, taking ground balls and the like. That, to me, is the dynamic that separates potentially them. Can you score in the cold October air without hitting the ball over the fence? Occasionally guys will pop one, but for the most part, it's scratching one or two away. What better way to do that than to get someone on base, have him steal second, have him, moved up, sort of, those kind of unsexy runs. That's something they've got to do, and they haven't really done it consistently in the postseason, and that's the guy that gives them that dynamic difference. It's awesome, three-run homers. That's great. The big innings are really, really cool. It's that unsexy, run in the third inning that Trey Turner creates out of nothing I think could separate them. But this is all moot without Steven Strasburg. It goes from great rotation to what the hell are we going to do in game three? It moves to that.
Right now, on the disabled list for the Nationals, Steven Drew will be on the playoff roster as an important player on their bench. Sean Kelly will be on their playoff roster as in a reliever, you have to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Rayburn will not be on their playoff roster. Steven Strasburg, the biggest piece of the entire puzzle, as right. We've been pointing out. Michael Taylor will be starting in center field in the playoffs, hopefully. Trey Turner, you just mentioned the significance of getting him back at shortstop. Adam Eaton, 60-day DL, done for the season, will not be around. Kota Glover, 60-day DL. I haven't heard anything that makes me think he's going to be there to help them, but man, would that be nice. Joe Ross, 60-day DL, obviously will not pitch in the playoffs. He's done for the year and beyond. And then Jason Worth.
And Worth.
There's really no telling what's going on with him. But the game one against the Cubs, likely, we really don't know. But let's say at Nats Park, hosting the Chicago Cubs in game one of the division series, Max Scherzer's on the mound. You would think Worth will be in left, Taylor will be in center, Harper will be in right, Rendon at third, Turner at short, Murphy at second, Zim at first, Wieters behind the plate. Your lineup at that point would be Trey Turner leading off. Probably worth hitting second, although I'd love to see it be Anthony Rendon, but that's not going to happen.
It'll never happen.
Third would be, I would guess, Harper. Fourth would be Daniel Murphy. Fourth would be Ryan Zimmerman, because Dusty likes the left-right-left thing more than he likes having good hitters hit higher. So Ryan Zimmerman would hit fourth. Daniel Murphy would hit fifth. Rendon would hit sixth. And then you'd probably have...
Might be Taylor, depending on how he's swinging it when he comes back.
Taylor
could be
seven,
Wieters,
Wieters yeah. eight, pitcher nine. I mean, that's kind of your game one lineup as you would kind of play it out. That's a good enough group if Strasburg's pitching game two.
If Strasburg's pitching.
That's the big question. And they made a major gamble. When they didn't go get a pitcher, they basically said to us, we think Strasburg's going to be there.
I hope they're right, by the way. I really, 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 really hope they're right. Because it can't just be the human being, Steven Strasburg. It's got to be Strasburg pitching in a Strasburgian way. Not the guy that's sort of feeling it out, that's tentative, that's sort of looking to the dugout, starting like the third inning, waiting for his time to be done, that gets you through four and a third with a high pitch count and is nibbling. I need the dude that's got about 11 strikeouts per nine when he's right. I need that guy.
You know what I'm excited about?
What's that?
Beyond just the Stras strikeout rate when it's 72 and sunny and he's healthy, their bench offensively,
it's terrific,
is the deepest it has been
ever
during this era of them getting to the playoffs.
And it's been good before. It's not like this.
Because even the guys that you don't think that highly of long term, maybe a month ago, you know, your Brian Goodwin's in the outfield, your Wilmer Defoe's in the infield, they're both producing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go to the bench as extra pieces, assuming they stay in the big leagues or they make the playoff roster, and maybe both of them don't, but let's say one of them does, they can probably help you. But we're talking about veteran proven playoff pieces, Steven Drew. We're talking about guys who have been around for a long time, Adam Lind. You know, a veteran bench comprised of Lobaton or Severino, both of whom played in the playoffs as your catching bench bat. Then you've got guys like Drew and Lind in the infield, Lind, Kendrick, now in the outfield. That is a deep, really quality bench for this team.
They're your vets, yeah.
That gives me a lot of hope.
Goodwin and Defoe to round that out.
Because that was a question the last couple years. Now, I wasn't as worried about the lineup going into the playoffs as a lot of people were last year, but there has been some question. The Nats have hit. They've scored. They've had no problems getting runs across home plate in the past. But you get to the postseason and the well is dried up. And I think last year it was over-talked about because of how bad they were in the Giants division series a couple years before that. But that offense doesn't compete with this one. Their 3-6 right now is the best group of basically four straight hitters as there is probably in any lineup in baseball.
Yeah.
And so you add to that this bench and the depth now with Defoe and with Goodwin kind of top to bottom, they should be able to score runs.
They definitely should. And that's the hope. And the big deal to me is that everybody is healthy and locked in. They've basically all but won this division. We could start doing magic number shtick with them. In really next week. They'll be one of the earliest to clinch this division, despite the fact that they don't have as good a record as Houston or Los Angeles, et cetera. You hope that they can flip that switch. They couldn't years ago, where they kind of played okay baseball down the stretch where they won 98 games. And then when they were the best team in the division, the Braves fell off in the 2014 season. They never flipped it back on. Last year, I thought they just ran into a good Dodgers team, and it was a good series, and they had their chances. And Jason Worth struck out a bunch of times with the runner on third and less than two outs, and they couldn't put him across. You end up losing the game. This time you hope that a veteran group can say, okay, we'll be on cruise control, we're going to be healthy, now let's turn the intensity, let's ratchet it up, being able to match the intensity of the playoff baseball. I'm hoping they can do it this time.
Agreed. That's well said. Grant and Danny on The Fan. If you enjoy listening to us talk Nats baseball, you'll probably enjoy the DC Quick Pitch. We are posting a brand new podcast today. It is brought to you by Elephant Auto Insurance. It'll be available. Search the DC Quick Pitch on iTunes, play.it. Also available on thefandc.com, probably by 4 o'clock or so this afternoon, so you can listen before the Nats take on the Marlins for Game 2 of a road series in Miami. At 1:45, our final segment will be giving away a pair of VIP tickets to the first annual Capital Chili Cook-Off and Brew Festival coming up at the Bullpen on August 19th, so make sure you're listening. Next, got a little hypothetical for you on a future Redskins stadium, and also a note you'll want to know from training camp practice today. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.